Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pequeño Pod with Señor Pequeños, the most unrelaxed, relaxed comedy. With a new intro, 2.0 logo, fresh episodes every 2 weeks, and new guests. Please consider supporting us on Patreon, as it's the only way we've been able to successfully or unsuccessfully make these so far. Depending on the tier you pick, starting at 5 old buckaroonies a month, you can get in on our Discord, get a podcast t-shirt, get an exclusive podcast print, get on our monthly Jackbox game calls, make us read a note from you live on every episode, early access to episodes, extended 3-hour cuts, raw Zoom files, and more. Again, that's patreon.com/pequeñopod, PEQUENO pod. Otherwise, rate us 5 stars on your app so we can read your review, answer our polls and questions on Spotify for each release, enjoy this free episode, and have a terrible day.
That was a Daniel jump scare.
Hello!
How's it going?
Dude, good. This is so exciting.
This is fantastic. You were right. Your mic sounds like shit.
It sounds fine.
Nick, you liar!
No!
Trying to be polite up in here, you bitch!
Trying to be polite up in here?
He does not sound like that. You're so dramatic.
Everyone's computer is for some reason formatted with the first microphone ever. Yeah, you can literally hear the laptop like...
It's going to take off.
It's terrible. Sorry, I was snarfing down a waffle and just trying to eat something before I got on the call. And I burned
By
it.
By all means.
So I'm just eating char. Good stuff.
Oh, Daniel. Daniel,
it's
no.
better than what I normally eat.
So right. This is going to be an ASMR waffle-chewing podcast for you?
It was, if someone could have watched me, make this waffle, they would have never, asked me to do anything, because I burned the waffle. The toaster just smelled like... It was a new toaster, so I've used it 3 times, and it smelled like plastic, first of all. It just smelled like burning plastic.
My favorite when I'm eating.
Chemicals! And then, it burned... So I pulled it out, and I took the sharpest knife I had and just started cutting the char off so I could eat it.
Just make a new waffle, dude.
So you could eat the char.
I didn't have time.
Yeah,
it was
sense.
Easier to cut the char off like an insane person.
You didn't throw that char away, did you?
No, that's I'm saving really it for later.
Seasoning. That's good char.
Yeah, that's good char, man.
That's such a white person thing to do, is to save every disgusting piece of leftover whatever. That's for the hogs. Huh?
Char,
those are human
char,
bones.
Char,
what do you mean?
You get 75 little 8-ounce mason jars in your pantry, just waiting to be filled with char.
Dude, if you could see my cabinets, just filled with char. It's so much fun. I give it to the homeless for fun. It doesn't help.
They'll
them.
Eat anything.
Tastes rancid, but you'll eat.
It's got calories. I think.
Tastes rancid, but you'll eat.
I'm trying to figure out a way to say this in a way that would work best for a TikTok highlight, but I almost got arrested T-boning the Vice President of the United States.
What?
This just happened. Yeah, okay.
What?
I'm exaggerating, obviously. But so I was on my way out to go to this haircut. I was speeding to get this haircut so I could come back and get on this call, right? And on my way out, this person's in the elevator with me. I live at this big apartment place downtown. And she's like, I wonder if we can get out. And I was like, huh? That's not a thing you just mentioned to someone in passing. I hope we get out of here. I hope we live. Huh?
You said that to you while you're in the elevator?
Yeah. She's like, I hope we can get out. And I was like, the door is actually open again when we get on the floor.
Without context, that's bad.
They've never experienced an elevator before.
That's fucked up.
They walk in, they're like, I hope we can get out of here.
The last time this thing opened, everything was different, dude.
Yeah. There's something wrong with this.
This door sucks.
There's something haunted with this building.
I hope we can get out!
I haven't been home in weeks, but I'll just take getting out, I'll be honest. As long as I can get out. So she said that, and I was like, huh? And she was like, oh, because Kamala Harris is at the convention center right outside my apartment. So apparently she was just outside, and there was security everywhere. They had closed off the street to get out of our apartment complex, get out of our garage. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I was like, it'll probably be fine. So I'm starting to drive out of my garage, and the door opens, and they're literally right there. This car is there with secret people or whatever. And so I like start to go out of the garage.
Secret Service.
Yeah, those.
Secret people. It's secret people, Nick.
They service people with their secrets. I don't know what they're called.
They're very trustworthy. Tell them anything, they won't say a peep, dude.
No, they tell everyone their stuff. They just, their secret for themselves. But anyway, so I start to pull out of the garage, and like the car, I don't know, it looked like her car. It probably wasn't. But in my brain, in that second, it's a dark, like, you know, windows-tinted car and, like, people. And this guy, like, puts up his hand, like, as I'm pulling out of the garage. I was like, oh! It so just looked like Kamala Harris is like, time to go home. Secret Service agent's like, I hope we get out of here. And then it's like they're pulling alongside, and the garage just... And then this guy in a 2006 Honda Accord's like... getting ready to drive out and just destroy them. It's like nothing happened, but in my hand, yeah, through the car windshield. Those were a strong taser.
Yeah.
Went through my neck. It was insane.
Just a presidential beheading.
So now I'm on a list again. So
Daniel. No, that was...
God damn it. First the real president, and now her.
Yeah. Daniel, we were talking briefly, very briefly, about Saw 10, and have you seen Saw 10?
Yes.
Of course, I know you've seen Saw 10, because I saw your Pequeño Pod, not your Pequeño Pod.
I didn't even tell him to say that.
One of the best podcasts of all time. Make sure you're recording this.
Did the check clear yet?
We need that money real bad to get to bail me out of jail. The secret people are not letting me go.
It's a green screen.
In prison, wearing an orange jumpsuit, just like...
My new robe.
I'm like moving back and forth like this on the green screen. You're like, what's going on? I'm like, don't worry about it.
This internet isn't going to pay for itself.
Our jumpsuits are green for some reason, so my head's just floating. Anyway, welcome, Kevin, to the most insane conversation that you'll ever have. It's really awesome to have you here. It's been so long since we've talked. How are you doing?
I know, this is very surreal. I've only communicated with you via messages and voice messages.
Yeah.
And did you say levity?
That too. Telepathy.
We've only communicated via levity, the joy of comedy. I was like, Jesus, this guy's pretentious. No. Yeah.
And we have corresponded telepathy through the miracle of levity. You're like, oh, my God.
The miracle of laughter. We have a special bond in that regard. This reminds me
of your video you just posted where you're like, you can't hear what their name is at the party. Was that just now?
Oh, dude, I'm so bad for that.
Funny. Did you see his video, Nick? Did you watch our hosts?
Nope.
Have you done your research? Have you watched all 3,000 videos that I've made before coming here?
No kidding. Do you know how many videos you have made, like, in total?
Not as many as you, but I'd say...
But mine are better, so it evens out.
Yeah. I feel like probably, I don't know, over 1,000. I always think, like, it would be more, but I've learned throughout time, like, in elementary school, and they're like, guess how many M&Ms were in the jar? And I would always be like, 3 million. And they'd be like, it's actually 187. I'd be like, oh, fuck. So I'd say, like, probably around 1,000. That's, like, a compilation. That's, like, short films. That's, like, sketches. That's, like, bites. That's, like, memes. I don't know about... What about you, dude? Are you still doing... Because for a long while, you were doing,
are
like...
still making shit?
Multiple a day. Yeah. Are you doing that still?
Are you done? I'm just asking for a friend.
Wow, that's a choice.
My wife hates you, so when is that going
to
stop?
She begged me not to come on this podcast.
Let's start with... We'll definitely get into that. So let's start with an introduction a little bit, just so for everyone that... since no one knows you, I'm just kidding. For everyone that's listening to us that hasn't seen
probably
your stuff,
safe bet.
Why don't you introduce yourself and, like,
whatever. Yeah, two sentences about yourself.
Only
give
two?
Us a fun fact.
This is mine.
We only have enough time for a fun fact. Also, how many M&Ms do you think are in this jar?
Jesus. Well, I am Kevin Sanixby. I am a sketch comedian, an actor, and stand-up comedian located in Vancouver, BC. I am recently married. I love cats. I got one right here with me. He's sleeping. He's a big
wife
part of my life.
A cat. Oh, sorry, just kidding.
He's a black he's a blob right now, a black blob.
For our for our audio listeners, he just pointed to his wife in a box.
Oh my god.
She's very hairy.
I was trying to think of like the first time we actually met, and the whole like bite era is so fuzzy now, but I can't remember if was because there was a beta. Were you on the beta or was it after it went live? You were on the beta, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your trousers. We'll be back to the episode in just a second.
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
I joined pretty late in the beta stage. So this guy I knew at the time, his name was AJ Goldie. He was also on Bite. I don't know if you remember him. He had some really funny bites, but he didn't post as consistently as us or a lot of other creators. But he found me, or maybe I found him, through the sketch comedy hashtag on Instagram. And he told me about it. And he was saying about, you know, it's the next Vine and it's 6 second looping videos and it's the same people made Vine.
What an idiot.
Yeah. So we're not friends anymore. It took 2 years away from my life. Two beautiful years. And so I got on there and I was like, oh shit, it is kind of like Vine. But not as good. But it will be. eventually. So yeah, that's that was my introduction. But were you there from the like very beginning?
Yeah, which didn't make a huge difference in the end, did it? But yeah, no, I put in. I remember when the tweet came out from Dom, and he was like, "I'm making a follow up to Vine," and so everybody
Vine
and their mother,
two.
Yeah, Vine 2 at the time. Whoa, Jack! Look, so and this was I think that tweet came out right at the end of my senior year of college. A long time ago. I'm a little old. But so...
What are you, like 27, 28 years
26,
old?
26, yeah.
Oh my god! You're breaking up!
Over the hill!
I'm 31 years young myself. Now
Jesus.
You go, Nick. Oh!
Oh! What's he doing under that desk? Doesn't matter.
Do not cut this.
Yeah, but though the tweet came out, I signed up for the beta, and I was like, no way. Like, they're just going to pick famous people, and like that's not going to happen. The first 100 people they picked to be on the beta, I was in that first 100, and I was like, oh,
holy shit.
So this thing is going to crash. Like, they're not picking famous people. Oh, no.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was on
it's
since
up
the very
to you.
Beginning. Yeah, was were you?
And
were
that's
you
why
on...
is that why you stood? You like stepped into that hero role as like the king of Bite because you were like it needs you, and you
the
just
weird uncle
they
of Bite.
Had no they had no Lele Pons or King Batches.
I'm gonna be their Lele Pons.
There's a new Lele.
I'm gonna be Latina and throw myself into a bulldozer.
Do it for the Bite.
I don't know. It just kind of, I don't know how to answer that. There was always like, so
like, yes.
No.
That was your motive.
That wasn't really a question. It was like, were you
I wanted
gonna...
to weave my way into oh, these people's lives. No, I had a friend that was on Bite at the beginning that was kind of like the bigger overall person. And then when it started, like getting to the end of beta, the beginning of release, he kind of stopped, and then you had kind of started, I think. And so, yeah, by that point, I think going in, I was just this weirdo that wasn't anywhere else on the internet except Byte for some reason.
I felt like a lot of people, it was like their first time ever making.
I think it was a lot of people's first time because most everybody I had never seen before. And even the people that had been on Vine or big on Vine, like, weren't over marketing themselves. Like, they were very much just like along for the ride, having fun. I thought that was really cool. Like, Sunny Mabry is the person we always shout out because, like, she was the biggest person that was on Byte till, like, almost the very end. I just felt bad. At that point, it's like you want to message her. Yeah. Like, please stop posting. You don't have to do this. I feel bad. But
I forgot about Sunny. She's so sweet.
Oh, she's just the nicest person. So for did you ever do any videos on Vine, or was Byte your first time as well?
You were on Byte Vine.
Basically my first day. So I made a few things on Vine, like, I feel like when Vine was on its way out, and
you
I didn't
long
really
hair
know
and a beard.
Oh yeah. Good memory. Yeah, I had a long hair and a beard. I was very Jesus like and it was definitely a different look. I think I had like one, I remember one Vine that I did, which I think got like a like, and it was this guy who was, it was like two people talking back and forth, and one guy was like, or no, it was just one guy. He was just like, I've said it before, I'll say it again. It. And the like, is he saying it again? Saying it. And I like paused for laughter at the end of the, like, there was, it was only 4 seconds. There was like two extra seconds where I was kind of like, like looking at the screen. So that was some of my quality Vine content.
Great.
Yeah,
I don't know why you didn't make it.
I don't know, man.
Hey, people, I like that one.
Greatness is never recognized in its own time. Thomas Gibson. Exactly. I don't know. Somebody said that.
No, I literally made one of my three YouTube videos I've made over the last 4 years. We watched some of my old Vines, me and my brother. And I just remember at the time, yeah, being like, this should go viral. Like, it's so stupid how dumb we were younger. Like, they were bad.
Oh, my God,
nothing,
dude.
Nothing was going to go viral.
One of my, like, first videos, I think one of my first videos I did was on YouTube when I was, like, 19. And maybe it was 18. But anyway, it was about how to, like, pick up chicks by playing the piano. And I like edited it on iMovie and I shot it on Photo Booth. I uploaded it to YouTube and it got like 1600 views. And I was like, shit, like, I'm like,
damn. Yeah.
And, my cousin brought it up at like a family dinner and my mom was like, what's this? And she went and watched it and she cried. Like, not like in laughter,
of
but like
anger.
In discipline, yeah, like, and like
oh my son, he's lost.
He's a YouTuber.
She had raised a douche. She was like, I raised a douche. Because like in the video, I guess it's like not clear that I'm being a character. I'm literally like talking about like how to use your hands. And my mom saw this apparently. It was like just like watching it. And from then on, I knew that I was destined to make sketch comedy videos.
Yeah, we talked about before, like, the whole, like, Windows Movie Maker era of fucking making videos and shit. And, it's so much easier now, but also everything's very expensive.
I hate subscription-based editing softwares. I mean, I still use Premiere, but I might just be a criminal, a straight criminal. Don't put this
I'm
part
a criminal.
In the podcast.
I don't care.
I might just be a straight criminal and start to.
I mean,
rob
yeah,
banks.
I bought that.
You think Nick bought all that shit on his wall? No.
Nick is a fucking criminal.
You think he paid those celebrities to write that? No, he blackmailed them.
Okay.
None of this is going on. Yep. Did you guys ever have like a video that you ever made when you were younger that your parents saw and were like, Daniel, what the fuck is this? Or like,
oh,
Nick, you can't be doing that. You can't be doing that.
No, I got called out.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told this on the podcast, I used to have Vine on my iPad because I didn't have a phone at the time.
Yes.
And one time my parents were like, "Oh, let us use the iPad," and I was like, "Okay." So I gave it to them, and they're like, "What's the V app?" And I'm like, "Oh, that's Vine."
Is that and V porn? Like,
is that vagina?
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your trousers. We'll be back to the episode in just a second.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesno.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way, and she'll try not to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us...
or cry.
Then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Man Hater podcast. Bye.
Bye.
So, I remember they clicked on it, and I could just hear, like, my name Jeff in the other room, and I'm like, oh no. You just hear the little sound bites. So, when you hear, like, 21, my name Jeff, it's like, dude, they're on it, they're on that app.
Oh, no.
So I was panicking, and I'm like, well, as long as they don't click, like, my profile, they found the button eventually. And the latest video that I posted, I was at a Walmart, and I filmed a Vine in their public bathroom, because whoever was there before me, they just decided to shave their pubes and just leave them all over the seat.
No!
So I took a Vine, and I was like, PSA, if you use a public bathroom and you shave your pubes, and I flipped the camera over and I screamed, like, pick it up or something. I don't know what the punchline was. Like, it went semi, not viral, but like a couple hundred likes. So when I hear me yelling that in the other room, my blood went cold. I'm like, oh, no.
Ah.
And then they call me over and they're like, you think this is funny? And I'm like, no.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
You're a hero. You were doing a public service announcement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Public cleanliness.
I'm going to be back in literally 5 seconds. 5 seconds. Be right back.
Your dad is like, why are you calling me out like this, huh? What do you got against your old man?
I left those pubes there.
I'm back.
Why don't you shut the fuck up about your old man, huh?
You know, sometimes they just fall off.
Ew. You never had balding pubes, son? They just fall off. Okay, I didn't shave them. Once you hit 50,
that's it. It's over.
Balding pubes?
Once you hit 31.
All right. Shut the fuck up.
Listen, guys.
This is the roast of the very talented.
Yeah, no kidding. Literally the most talented person here. And we're like, old.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think fun fact, I got to find some of these videos and figure out if I can post them. But I used to make a lot of stuff for, it was basically, how do I describe this? It was basically like this building that a bunch of like churches collabed on and built outside of town. And it wasn't supposed to be connected to any one of them in particular. It was just supposed to be like a place for the kids to go on a weekend that wasn't the bars, as if we had any bars, you know. But so it was a nice place, and they had like a lot of games and like ping pong tables and foosball tables, this giant like backyard, and like
ping
TVs
pong leads
and...
to teen pregnancy. Did you know that? So shame on you guys.
First they're hitting that ball back and forth, and then.
Actual.
But so like it was just they had it every Saturday, and they had like some food, and they had like theme nights.
What were
just,
the
like,
themes?
Random, like mystery night, like clue night. You know, like one was like a Hunger Games ripoff that we did every year. It was called the Survival Games. So whenever we had these themes, I would make the videos for them. No one was paid to do this, obviously. So I would just make these people suffer, I guess. But like, we would just make these dumb videos in our spare time. It took forever to edit these things because I was using a free software on a really old laptop. So it's like you move one clip 0.2 seconds to the left, and it's like, I'm ready to die. But so like those were videos that I made, and I really enjoyed them, and I think they're still pretty funny in their own like sense. But I remember I had one made like junior year of high school, and I was like, oh, hey, mom, dad, you want to see this one before it goes out? And they were like, yeah, sure. I thought it was fucking hysterical. And I still think it is. But they watched it, and my dad was like, ugh. I was like, aw. Damn.
What didn't he approve of? Was there a certain joke that just was not on that level? That
I'll have to show you the clip, and you'll know. You'll know.
So we start eating poop, and I thought it was really funny.
We had two guys on this thing. They were recurring characters that just changed their names every time. They're just these very Swedish homeless people, basically. Like, they were talking like this, like, very high-pitched from Walmart. And, like, that was it. But that was, like,
sounds demonic to me.
Sounds from hell. So I think, Swedish, and that was... I like this video, son, up until, you know, the Swedish people part. Can you cut that out? That was fucking annoying.
Yeah.
It scared me.
Clutching literal, like, chest.
He never goes to IKEA.
You walk in, they're like, what kind of furniture can we... And they're like, oh! They think you're making fun of people, you know, and they're like, who are you making fun of, huh? That's mean. I was like, no one's getting made fun of. So
the Swedes.
Yeah,
gay Swedes.
Hold that
thought. What, Dad, you've never seen a gay Swede before? but, like, I have done... Like, my dad at some point found my voice impression compilation on YouTube a long time ago, which at the time, very bad. They were very bad. I'm much better at them now, but I thought they were really good at the time.
Oh, dude, yeah, you're great at impressions.
Oh, thank you.
You're, like, right up there with, like, I don't know, all the other guys whose names I don't remember who go viral all the time. Like, the guy that, like, swaps out characters, like, Luke Mark Wahlberg, like, Mark Skyberg or whatever. Like,
if you said Matt, the one that I'm thinking of, Nick, I would have killed myself.
I know, cross your mind, dude.
There's a certain guy that finds himself around the internet that, for some reason, we really don't like. Just seems like an arrogant asshole, but anyway.
He also charges $500 for cameos.
Yeah, my gosh. Anyway, but so he saw my voice impression video, and he thought it was so good. He was like, this is hilarious. And he, for some reason, went to show my aunt. And my aunt is, like, the serious one, right? So, I mean, she watched that entire thing straight-faced in the kitchen. Oh, my dad's laughing. I am this close to slitting my own throat because she's just not, like, moving at all. I was like, ugh! Like, it was not good. It was not good.
The aunt thing I can definitely relate to. I showed my Aunt Ginny, like, and there was a bunch of us in the living room. Like, we, like, aircast it to the TV. Like, one of the clips where I'm playing, like, multiple characters and, like, I thought the writing was pretty good, but still, I feel like she couldn't get past that, like, maybe just,
that's
like,
the same guy. Yeah. What the fuck?
She's like, wait a minute.
He has a mustache now.
Demon!
Yeah, demon! Pretty much. It was all silent. I wish she had actually yelled demon. That would have been better than the silence that was emanating from her corner of the couch. Some people, they just don't understand comedy.
And here we all are now. Very goofy.
Yeah.
Very unfunny.
It never got any better. No, it was crazy, I thought. When you popped on Byte at some point, like, your stuff started viral. I don't know if we can call anything on Byte viral, but, like, your stuff started popping up all the time. And I was, like, every video fucking hit. It was crazy. And these videos at the time were still only, like, 8 seconds long. So it was, like, just enough to, like, kind of give the skit a little bit of, like, time, you know? And, like, I remember being, like, I followed you, and then, like, we kind of talked a couple times, but, like, every video was so good. And I remember being jealous, like, not in a way of, like, a lot of people are jealous in the sense of, like, I wish I could take what he has, because he doesn't deserve it. I do. But I was just more like, how is he so funny every time? Like, how can I practice this? I want to be Kevin.
Oh, you're so sweet. Yeah, I mean, that... Well, I was trying to do, like, a video a day for a bit, which, like, even though they were only 6 seconds, I learned, and I'm sure you've, like, occasionally had this lesson for yourself at times. That wasn't sustainable for me. So it kind of came at the cost of, like, enjoying it a little bit because, I don't know. I don't know if you did it this way, but I would try to film them in batches when I could. And I would just get, like, a lot of ideas and then try to film a bunch. And I don't know. Like, I was doing it partially because I liked it, but it also became kind of like methodical and a little overly like, I'll do four in a batch and then I can have a break from this for 4 days. It's like, why the fuck am I doing this if I need like a break for 4 days?
Yeah. At what point were you like, you know, at some point when you started on Byte, I'm sure you were just like making stuff for fun. But at what point did you realize you had enough traction? You were like, oh, I should like keep doing this as like a process. Like people like this. Like when was that moment for you? Or were you just like very confident? Were you just like, they'll like it. I'll make it. They'll come. You know?
I don't know. I mean, I knew I'd been making goofy videos for a while before that. Like I had done stuff, I guess, you know, though, like mostly it had been on like, Instagram, I guess before that. And then like, it's kind of, it's so weird to say this now, but for a long time I was just making videos and I would like, and they weren't like, you know, they were old. Like I'm sure looking back on them, I'd be like, oh God, but some of them were, or at least had funny moments. And I would mostly post them on Facebook. Like back when I was in high school, like I graduated in like 2011. And I don't know, like Facebook was the social media that I used. And I would just post videos on there. And I didn't really think about it in terms of like furthering a goal or anything, but I knew that I like liked doing it. And then I made my first like short film in 2014, which was Bubble Bath. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah.
It's old. Yeah. I'd be surprised if you had. Oh, you have? Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've every once in a while.
I've done my research. Okay.
You've done your research.
Sorry.
That was the first like short film that I made. Even when I made that, I had a little bit of imposter syndrome making that because I was like, short film, it really was just like me and another guy like in a bathtub. Like filming this thing, but we'll call it a short film.
Where did you get the equipment that you used to make it? Did you? I assume you filmed it with like a, you know, like a legit camera and stuff.
Yeah, so the equipment that we used was a Blackmagic camera. I can't remember which one. That was his. That was my cinematographer Alex's. And then we used a lot of other. Like I had a microphone that we used, and then we had little like makeshift things. Like my dad. Shouldn't even say my dad like helped me make. I feel like my dad is like very much one of those crafty dads who's got like a shop in his garage. Like it's not even a garage; it's just like a fucking like Home Depot. And he made me
it's
this
like a
little
torture
like
chamber dungeon thing. You know how it is.
Yeah, like, yeah, you know, like what? Dad's hand. And he made me basically a dolly. So it was like 12. It was like two tracks with 12 skateboard wheels that would like sit on two long like PVC pipes. Yeah. And you could just like do that. And we used that for like, I don't know, like six of the shots in there, which made it look a lot more cinematic. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I always like wanted to grow on YouTube and I guess, yeah, it was like Instagram and YouTube that I was posting stuff on. And like every once in a while, I'd like have a video that was shared on like YouTube Haiku subreddit or something and get like 10,000 views or something, which again, back then I was like, holy shit. But
now until... I'm still like, holy shit.
Yeah, yeah. And now, nothing's changed. No, if I get 10,000 views on a video now, I'm just like, man. Yeah. But even if I get like a million views on a video sometimes, I'm desensitized. It's just like, meh. So, yeah, I guess like YouTube, Instagram, and then like, but no. And in a very like circuitous way of answering your question, I didn't really have like, I guess, as much of an audience until like, Byte started being a thing, and then I kind of like started also posting those and other videos on TikTok.
And I was gonna say, right at the point I feel like we were starting to feel like real burnout is when the Byte Partner Program started. If you remember that, where they started for the video, and that's when I feel like we were hitting that point of burnout already, and then that just like escalated it because I feel like we all just chucked ourselves into that because it was like it made it a competition, kind of like it was just. And most everybody on there was like paying loans and trying to eat, like, you know, we like everyone needed the money. So it was just like,
yeah,
it was not a great, you know, because I think the top bracket or whatever, because they put it in like four or five brackets. And I think the top bracket was like five people, if I remember right.
I think it was. I think it was five people. Yeah, that was. I do remember that was really competitive. I remember, or I mean, a lot of it I feel like was like, self-inflicted competition.
Yeah.
Because, like, I didn't actually know if that was this. I don't feel like there was a spirit of competition. I just feel like
right.
Hearing you say it, and then within me, I was also like, I'm gonna be in the top tier. Like, I don't want to fucking keep serving anymore at Earl's. So
yeah, it wasn't in like a bad way. Like you were like, yeah, trying to beat people. It was more just like they made you care about your place on the app, which you didn't care about before. You know, like you weren't. Like, it was cool to get views and cool to get likes, and you were like, oh, this is sick. But for the first time, you were like, how many views do I have on this? You were like, am I going to make it? You know, like, it, at least for me, it became more about, like, paying off my fucking debt. And I was like, am I going to make it this week? And, you know, started becoming this gross, you know, like, it just wasn't in the same, the good, healthy mind spot that I should have been for it, but...
Yeah, that was, you know what, I rarely think about Byte anymore, but it was such a weird thing because there was so much interest in it, and I mean, I don't know anything about app development, so I can't be like, just fix it, but I feel like there were so many little things that people wanted, like a reply button, and like, just little things like that for a while, that it felt like nobody...
Or like one bot filter, like just one.
That'd be great. Yeah. What the hell? And then, because remember when there was like, can't remember if it was in like a welcome letter to the partner program or like it was advertising the partner program. They were like, we're going to fly you out to New York and you're going to meet Casey Green. You and Casey, you're going to be doing body shots together. Like, they were just like hyping up.
I forgot like, about that. Casey Brown. Yeah,
we were like, holy shit! Like, we were like, this is where, I guess this is Hollywood, baby! We were, I don't know, I was like, damn, cool. And I thought they were going to, like, send, like, Byte merch and stuff.
Yeah.
Which they didn't. I don't know, it's weird. And then they, like, sold it to Clash or something? Like, is that what happened?
Oh, that was interesting, yeah. That was a whole thing.
Ooh. Is Clash still a thing?
I don't know.
We don't say those words. It's the N-word and Clash we don't say on this podcast.
Dude, Byte became Clash and Clash became Huddles and Huddles deleted itself. So
yeah,
I don't really know what happened. The saddest thing is like I thought no matter how bad it got, like the videos were still going to be there. That I could go look them up. They're all gone. There's no way you can access them now. And I am so upset that I didn't spend like 24 hours at least downloading all my favorite friends' like videos because no one else saved their stuff, which I was super surprised about because I saved everything on like a backup.
Yeah.
So all these people lost
it. I have scattered on some hard drives, but I have them.
That's why you only make 16 videos total. That's it, dude.
Yeah. Nick made one every 2 months.
It was it's sad that app went out with kind of a whimper. Like it wasn't like, this is the last day. It was like slowly got like
just faded away, flooded with 30-year-old smoking weed.
Yeah, is that what happened?
Yeah, you left before it got that bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this point in the podcast, we're skipping over a few conversation points for the sake of time. You can find the extra half hour of laughs on our Patreon by becoming a $5 patron for 1 month or more, and you also get access to our bonus footage from every episode. Again, find all that and more at patreon.com/bacaniopod, so excuse the awkward segue and have a terrible evening.
And then at some point, you kind of shifted some stuff to TikTok, and at some point you were like, hey, I'm going to focus on my acting career and take a little bit of a break. And then right after that was like the Luke Carter stuff. So I wouldn't mind hearing a little bit of like the highlights of what's been going on in your life since then. But
yeah, well, man. I've always kind of had like a back and forth relationship with like, I'm going to focus on making content all the time and then leaving to go kind of pursue some other creative things. But I do remember, I can't remember if this was my first or second break, but I do remember saying I was going to take some time off content creation and focus on acting. And I did that, and that was fun. I was a working commercial actor for a little bit, so I just did a lot of commercials. Did like 7-Eleven and like Nintendo Switch and Dollar Shave Club, and those are probably like the main recognizable ones. The other ones are all just like this random like law firm, or I don't even know. So that was good. I like doing that. That happened. Yeah, I acted in Inscription, which if your listeners don't know, is a roguelike deck building or mystery card game. I don't. That's probably not exactly how Daniel would pitch it. He's the different Daniel. He's the creator and developer.
I would pitch it as anything.
You pitch it however you want, Daniel.
It was black magic. It was demon stuff.
Yeah, it was demon stuff. Everybody
there's probably
was
Swedes in there.
And they were probably gay. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, God. So that turned out to be really fun. I mean, I just found that audition, that casting call online because Daniel's
really?
A Vancouver. Yeah, that wasn't through my agent or anything. Daniel is a Vancouver local. Yeah, and he just because he was pretty new to... The game's pretty interesting. It's not mocap or anything. There's actual ARG, live footage elements mm-hmm. of me in there. And he hadn't really dealt with hiring actors before. So he just put up this casting call online and I saw it, sent in a tape, and he cast me. And I don't think, I'm pretty sure, I mean, he definitely didn't know how popular his game was going to be because, I mean, his past two games were really popular. And I think, I don't know if he would describe it this way, but it's kind of almost like a cult-like following. Like they were pretty critically acclaimed and people love playing them, but they were not huge games. Mm-hmm. So he was Inscription, this game I'm working on now, I don't know how huge it's gonna be, but oh man, dude, it sold I don't know how many copies it's actually sold now, but a year ago it sold way over a million, I think.
Yeah.
On just PC. And that's before it got brought to Xbox and Switch and PlayStation and stuff. So there's a huge Inscription community. So
yeah,
that was really fun to be a part of that and to learn a little bit more about gaming. And after I did that, I started Twitch streaming for a bit, which I'd never done because I'm not a huge stream watcher or a game player. I mean, I like board games and stuff, but I don't play video games that much. But a lot
because
of the fans,
of Inscription, that took off, didn't it? I mean, how big were you on Twitch for a minute?
Well, I mean, in the grand scheme, I mean, I don't know. I was in the top 1%. So but I don't, so that's a lot. That's really good.
It was me and Jeff Bezos.
I was, and by 1%, I mean, I was making more money.
Yeah. I had $1 trillion. It wasn't that big a deal, honestly.
Yeah. That's a percentage that this woman who is she's a rep for Devolver. They're the publisher for Inscription and a bunch of other games. I was working with her because she and Devolver gave me for a year my whole streaming setup. They gave me a PC and a keyboard and a mic and a webcam and blah blah blah.
That's crazy.
They were super sweet. And they were you should, because the fans wanted me to stream myself playing Inscription, because it would be kind of meta, because I play Luke Carter, I play myself playing the game. And it was really fun and really cool. I learned that streaming was actually really fun. It's not
just,
unlike
just to
it's
make
like,
it,
just fuck
just
around.
To make it clear to anyone listening, it wasn't Kevin voiced a character on the game. It was his face in the game. It was a really interesting element that I don't see very many games, not that I'm a fucking gamer, I just don't see very many video games have cut-ins and cut-scenes with it was you, you know, I mean,
yes.
So everyone for a minute was recognizing you everywhere. And anytime I shared any of your stuff, people would be like, that's the guy from Inscription. It was crazy.
I know,
how many people responded to that. It was wild.
It's interesting. I still get people a lot saying are you the Lucky Carter? So it's funny because this little thing that I didn't really think that much of, this little project that I was doing with Daniel, turned out to be the thing that I'm definitely the most well-known for. And streaming was really fun. And I did that kind of full time for a bit. It was that and commercials sort of together. Mm-hmm. And then I was, I don't really want to bore you guys with all of this, but I was basically forced to join the union because there were all these changes that were made. And then there was the writer's strike and then the actor's strike. So acting is just now, the writer's strike ended. Acting is just now starting to, or the industry is starting to get back to normal up here in BC, at least. We're not the same union as the SAG-AFTRA union. So that doesn't affect us as much. It does some productions. But shit's going to start popping off here, basically, in terms of auditions and whatnot. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks or month, which I'm so stoked for. Because it's been like two months of like no lunch.
Right. Right.
So yeah. And I know I'm like talking your guys' ear off, but just in terms of
what we're here for.
You that's right, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
My turn. in terms of now, it's just I'm mainly focusing on stand up and content creation still. Just like building audience online, because I know that stand up and that, like, they just kind of go hand in hand. They help each other. But honestly, I don't really know like what I'm like. And I, you know, I'm gonna be this. Like, if I could just like not serve, because I'm also serving right now. If I could just like not serve and make a living like entertaining,
I thought you
people,
were like, I serve. Like... There's a little bit of cunt, and I was like, oh hey, all right.
I serve. Okay. People give up their seat for me on the plane all the time.
Different serve.
Then I would be okay. Stoked.
People just throw their babies off the plane for me to sit there.
Yeah. I'm a hero. I'm the king of bite.
Don't you know who I am?
Christ. Yeah, it goes Luke Carter, king of bite. Jeff Bezos. We're like brothers. But yeah, dude, like, what are you guys like up to? Like, what are your guys' hopes and dreams? Like, do you guys want to be like pro podcasters full time? Do you want to do like stand up? I don't know if you do stand up, Nick. I know that like Daniel's
I'd
getting
like to, that. But I feel
he
like
should.
It's just very stressful going to open mic nights and just having everyone judge you just right off the bat. I think that fear of just getting like immediately either booed or not getting a joke received well, that's just holding me back. But I'd give it a try for sure. I feel like I'd rather do it like at a show with Daniel versus on my own.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, dude, what is the history of your name? I've literally never known.
I just love taking culture from them, you know?
Oh my God.
No, it it was literally a second thought that has now turned into something that it's like, should I change it now? Like, it feels bad. But when I started on Byte, like for the first month I was on Byte, when there were 100 people on there and like 20 of them were active, you know, I was just using my name. And at some point, I Nick knows how much I hate myself and I do not talk well of myself, but something in my brain told me I could make this work. And I was like, if I do, like, I really don't want my name on it. Like, I don't want my family to find out. I don't want people to, like, harass my family. You know, I don't want people to dox my family. Or, like, I just was like, if I say something stupid, I want it to fully remain on me, you know. So I, like, put a poll out. I put a poll out there and I was like, hey, I need to change my username. What should I change it to? And I don't remember the other options that I threw up there, but that one, Senior Pequeños, was the nickname that I had all through high school because my Spanish teacher when I was 13 called me that, that was just that stuck. So that's just what people used a lot. So
dude,
that won the poll that I put out, and I was like, all right. So that's what I changed my username to, and it was easy to. It was a good pick at the time because, like, no one had that, so I could make it the same username on every platform, which is like a huge OCD thing for me. Like, it's such a bother when people have different names across different platforms, like Nick. It's really hard to find them.
Yeah.
But
dude,
that's the history behind the
name. I've gone through links to try to secure my Kevin Saxby name, and there's a Kevin _ Saxby, or no, I'm Kevin _ Saxby on some places, and there's some goddamn Kevin Saxby's, no underscores. They won't relinquish. They're not even funny. They're not even content creators. They're just some schmuck. They live in St. Louis.
With a wife and a family.
With a fucking family, man. Yeah.
Some guy is the only way he keeps in touch with his stupid fucking Saxby family. Fuck him, though, you know?
Yeah. Don't they know about my memes?
Relinquish your name to me.
Well, I just wonder what your, like, main, like, focus, because, dude, you're doing everything. You're doing, like, movie reviews and podcasts and sketch and stand-up, and I'm just like, is there anything else I don't know about? Are you going to, like, make a movie? Or
drops an album.
Yeah, are you a porn star?
I wish. Man, I could make some money that way. Jeez.
Probably you're going to change the name from Senor Pequeños. You cannot be Senor Pequeños.
We're being subversive.
Yeah.
Senor Grande.
There you go.
Then it's disappointing. This way, yeah. I'm not setting them up. You know, I'm not misleading them.
Senor average sized.
The trailer fits the movie.
I think the last question was just, it should be a short one. It was kind of for fun. Like, just through any of the internet videos you've done or acting stuff, was there someone that had followed you back or someone that interacted with your stuff and was like, cool videos, that was like, they were a big person to you, or like a, you know, like, like that you were like, well, I'm screenshotting this and telling everybody, you know, like any one of those moments? Because you've had so many like mega viral videos, like even people that have stolen your stuff, you know, it goes viral.
Yeah.
Like that was why I think we downloaded iFunny. It was like you, I think it was you, me and Dylan Tate. We downloaded iFunny because people were stealing our stuff and putting iFunny.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. iFunny. Fucking iFunny. There's so many random things like that. I don't even. There's so many bad Instagram pages and things like that that are just like the worst. You know, nothing like super comes to mind. I never had really like any like A-list celebrities. I did have an author I really like one time respond to one of my videos, which is Pierce Brown. He's the guy that did, I don't know if you guys have read this series, but he wrote the Red Rising series.
Cool.
And it's like a super over the top, like sci-fi epic. It's like Hunger Games meets Ender's Game meets The Game with Michael Douglas. Like, it's just all The Games.
That's a good movie.
It's just like super epic. And I made like, but like, it reads kind of like young adult, but like, it's also super violent. So I like cut together a compilation of the audiobook. Like, I noted all the parts for like the most gruesome, and I like put them in a compilation. It was just like my face, like reacting to all of it. And
you do have a lot of great like facial acting in a lot of your videos, like that. Just the law face. I love that so much.
I love facial acting. It's the best. If you can pull it off. And yeah, he responded to it, and I think all he wrote was "Wither Tales," which is literally just like one of the creature, like kinds of creatures that like,
which is literally gibberish. I don't know what the hell he meant.
I don't know what the hell. Never meet a hero.
You reply, no. What the fuck are you talking about?
I blocked him. That was pretty cool. But
cool. Real quick before you go, then I just I think my favorite video of yours is like the Snow Angel one. Where I think, what was
it? Oh my God.
Yeah, the death of, there's snow angels, and that one. And then I really like the one where you're like hugging your friend in this random part of the forest and talking about the fucking potato salad.
Yeah.
I fucking love that video. That's one of
my
favorites.
Yeah. It's I'm so glad you like that.
Dumb. I love it so much.
Colin
anyway.
Colin is really funny. That's another person I kind of forgot to talk about. We might be making a feature, but that's sort
really.
Of yeah, it's sort of on hold. I mean, we went to film school together. That's how we met. And we've made some other videos together. We made a short film together in the past. But anyway, I'm so glad you liked that one. He'll get a kick out of hearing that. I need to make more videos with him. It's very funny.
Well, anything you have coming out in future, let us know, because we want to support it and know about it. So
I will keep you guys posted. Follow me on everything.
No.
Love you.
Anyway, that's all the time we have for today.
Yeah, absolutely not.
We are looking for guests for the next year, so we'll do this again, I'm sure. Happy marriage also. That was, sorry, congratulations, I meant.
Oh. Happy marriage.
Oh my God. Losing you.
Happy partner time. What?
Yeah. Oh, and tell, give Juliana my love also. Tell her I said hi.
Yes, we will. She'll be disappointed.
Sounds good.
In 2 months when she reads my message, yeah.
All right, thank you so much, guys. Take care.
Stay safe.
Bye.
And then there were two.
White coochie's so good, Nick became racist.
What? Were you holding that in? Where did that come from?
From the message you sent the other night. Do you remember that conversation?
I should just act like I don't know what you're talking about.
Just act horrified. You're like,
what?
He's lost it.
That came out of left field, dude. He just left.
I don't know what made me think of that all of a sudden. I was like, what's something only Nick and I know? Like, I don't know. My
That's
bad.
The first thing.
Dude, I don't think you said anything as funny as that. That was the funniest, most out-of-pocket thing I've ever heard you say in my entire fucking life. Woo! Just a voice message of you going, Goji's so good you became racist. Yeah, anyway, moving on. Oh, no, I told the Kamala Harris one. It wasn't even a... Dude, did you hear that? Dianne Feinstein, that one,
she
that
died.
Politician... Yeah, she fucking died. And all the headlines, I scrolled for so long to find one headline that was going to talk about elder abuse. None of them did. They were all like, what a legend. And I'm like, maybe she should have, I don't know, rested the last 10 years of her life. This is fucking sad. She was just in this wheelchair, like face sagging off, like didn't know where she was. I'm like, this is awful.
Say yes.
Yeah. That wasn't a yes.
That was a yes. It was. It was.
She's making donkey sounds. They're like, that's a yes. Okay. We all know that's a... That's a specific thing we added to the Constitution that it doesn't have to be a yay or nay. It can also
it be a groan.
Dianne.
Settle down. Give her a carrot, dude.
I like dirty carrots.
I know what's coming, dude. Shut up.
The dirtier, the better.
I hate that video.
The dirtier, the better. Dude, I'm sorry. I do not like, I mean, especially young people getting bullied for the way they look is like not a good thing. But I mean,
I could make fun of her. Dude,
she walked into that.
She was at a scary movie convention, I want to say like last month. And I was just curious on how much autographs would be because like, I met the guy who played Jason Voorhees and his autographs were 40 bucks. So I'm like, okay, how much does Millie Bobby Brown charge? She wants $275 for an autograph, and if you want a picture, it was $350.
Yeah, I mean, that fits, though. Stranger Things was kind of fucking everywhere.
Still.
Dude, one dude that we know is charging $500 a cameo, so I think $200 for Millie Bobby Brown.
No, it's... Have you seen her autograph? She just goes like this. No. It's just a scribble, dude.
She's writing with a carrot that's got dipped in ink.
It's just dirt.
It's our daddy.
The dirtier the pen, the better.
Down the marker, dude.
Don't eat the Sharpie, black. Millie. Dear God.
I got a dirty carrot.
I got a dirty carrot for you. She just like starts falling out like a horse.
Running on all fours.
Well, and she comes off kind of like mean. Like even in that clip, they were like, we have ranch if you want it. She's like, ew, no, hate ranch. They're like, fine, eat your dirty carrots, bitch. You're like,
more dirt.
I don't like ranch, but do you have dirt? I would dip my carrot in dirt. Do you have clay?
A little bit of cement.
I like to grind bricks up myself and then dip my carrots in that. Oh, you would have... Did I tell you about the person at Sports Clips? That's not even really a funny story. I just thought it was interesting.
Please tell me about my future wife.
Yeah, unfortunately, she has a boyfriend. I found out
I'll
that
kill
is...
Her.
Him or her?
Her. How dare she
Both.
Betray me?
Yeah, it was just like we started talking about scary movies and she was so excited and like I was excited. Like it was just the most random interaction. It was like...
How did you get on the topic of her having a boyfriend?
No, I think it came up because we were talking
single?
About... I do agree. I do like Chucky. Anyway, are you single or what? She asks if she can see the lump in the... In the tarp. The tarp is collecting sweat. She's like, I have a boyfriend, by the way. I'm like, ah. Well, shake the sweat out of the tarp then. The hump just, no. That's awful. I'm so sorry. We're joking, okay? We're joking, everybody. And then everyone else that was cutting hair started chiming in on the horror movie topic. I'm like, shut up, just me and her. I thought it
no
was
one
funny.
Asked you.
No one asked you, whore. Anyway. But
you're not even hot, dude.
I just thought it was funny because like whatever they were talking to with their person they were cutting hair like wasn't interesting enough. They just start chiming in on mine. Like, can you imagine being that person in that chair? He's like, well, I thought finances was actually pretty interesting, but fine. Talk
I
about
like talking
fucking,
numbers.
Talk about child's play, asshole. So it's just like all of a sudden everyone else that was there no one was talking to them. They were all just chiming in on this horror movie topic. And I was like, this is...
stocks are actually really interesting.
I just invested in GameStop.
Have you heard about GameStop? It's actually
did you see the movie?
It's not a horror movie, okay? Shut up, idiot.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Right.
Oh, she told me this really hilarious story. She didn't think it was as funny as I did. I was trying to play it off.
I was talking about my future with her.
I was talking about our wedding. No, she tied the thing around my neck, and she was like, is that too tight? And I was like, no, it's good. And she was like, well, harder. When
pardon me?
Harder, mommy. And she's like, what was that? Nothing. Have you seen the new Exorcist? Ah, horror movies. But no, she's like, is that too tight? I'm like, no, it's fine. She's like, well, we wouldn't want it to be too tight and have you, like, you know, pass out. You still got to pay me. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. Choke me. No, and
I don't have any money.
I'm going to stop myself.
I'm about to run.
Yeah. But so I said, like, has that ever happened? And she was like, well, no, but actually there was this kid that we put the hot towel on and it was too much for him and he passed out. Can you imagine that? Oh, the hot towel, you say.
Screams are just muffled.
Bubbling, he's being waterboarded. They're like, know, hold still.
Wake up.
He was dead. He was dead for 6 minutes before we revived him.
That was weird.
Anyway, what a pussy.
I guess the towel was too hot.
Can you imagine? I was like, I would never get my hair cut ever again. I would never go back to anywhere. Doesn't even have to be connected to that one. Hi, guys. Can you do that again?
He has $200 bills with him.
Well, she said he woke up and all of the sports clip people were like around him and he was like, oh, surrounded by beautiful women. That's what he said. He's not British.
Everyone had sports clips. Oh, it's British.
Gross. I wish these were carrots in front of me when I woke up.
British people are just insane, according to this podcast.
Oh, I didn't want to wake up to big-breasted women. I wanted to wake up to muddy carrots.
That's more like it.
Our accents change every time. That's it's more so like good. It.
What's that one dish? Jelly roly poly.
Jelly roly poly. Jam roly poly. Yeah.
Meat and bones, I suppose. They're not real, dude. No.
They turn it off when we're not around, I swear. I just thought this was a ridiculous headline. There was a high school band director tased at a football game because he kept conducting people beyond the end of the game. That was his crime. There was literally a video.
He just
a body
wanted
cam-
to hear music.
He just wanted to hear shitty ass music, I guess. Have you ever heard a high school band play? He should have been shot. But no, it was just a crazy headline. And like, there's body cam footage. Like, literally, it's all that happened was that like the lights turn off at the football game, and they're like, "You have to stop, sir." And he's like, "Uh-uh." And he's like, and then they just like they just fucking tase him. I'm like, holy fucking shit.
Wait, so the game was over and he just wanted more music? Like, everyone was going home and...
Yeah, people were going home and he was just playing more music. So they shut off the lights to make him stop. Little did you know, you don't need the light to blow air into a fucking tuba, dumbass pigs. So then they shot him because that was clearly the next step on the list of get him to stop.
Turn off the lights, get shot.
Dude, really had a rerun of Cops to get back to. Maud is making me a sandwich at 9. It's going to be cold. Sorry, that's not funny. Little did the cops know, you don't need a fucking director to play high school band. So the kids kept playing, so they tased every single child at the fucking game. I'm kidding about the last part, but... He's just deflecting bullets with the tuba. Bing, bing, bing. He just blows it back. It goes into the tuba, rolls around for a minute. Bing! Oh, they're shooting back at us, the tuba. Oh, that's funny. Now, the tuba player was white, so he was fine. But
Jesus.
The director, not so much, unfortunately.
Is he alive? Like, is he still well? Or was he, like, an old director that just died after getting shocked to death?
Yeah, wouldn't that be awful? No, he was alive afterwards. I think they're suing them, obviously, as you would do after you were fucking tased for directing a high school band concert. And there were, and the cops were defending themselves. They were like, we asked him to stop. What are you talking about, dude? Maybe just grab the stick he's holding. That's not an option, I guess.
And then cut off his arms.
And they shut off the lights before they really wanted to shoot him. They, like, he was trained on, they're like, okay, shut off the lights. I bet I can
Hold
still
on,
get him.
Let me get a clear shot. All right, turn off the lights.
He was aiming for the tuba kit and he missed and hit the director. Damn it. That tuba player is fucking awful.
He's so good.
Oh, hey, fun follow-up story on Epilepsy Kid. So, do you remember the last episode when someone left a review that said, well, I had a seizure the next day, so thanks, guys, for causing that. And I was like, I bet that's real because it sounds like it's real.
Yeah.
It turns out it was real because I posted that, we posted the episode and they DM'd me. And he DMs me and says, I'm Epilepsy Kid, by the way. And I was like, oh, did that really happen, by the way? Are you okay? And he said, I'm great. Turns out I had epilepsy and we just didn't know. And I was like, how'd they not know if you were Epilepsy Kid?
He went to Chuck E. Cheese and that was it. He was done for.
I just remember like old 80s horror movies are all strobing for no reason. I'm like, how many kids died in the theater? And they're like, ah, he must be gay. You know, whatever they said back then. He's so scared.
You're dropping the popcorn. Stop it.
You know when you're scared and foam comes out of your mouth and you die?
You piss your pants.
Yeah, when did that become a scary movie thing? Like people when they're scared piss their pants. When did that start? That came from a pants pisser. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like that wasn't, 100%. That's not
Some
a natural thing.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some guy just
scared.
Pissed himself and he was like, no, I was just scared. And they were like, is that a thing? And then that's how it fucking started. This guy's pissing himself at dinner.
Well, I don't
like,
know.
Oh,
because...
you're scared? Yeah.
Scared of potatoes, dude.
Lobster scares me. It's like a giant bug.
Lobster. It looks like a parasite. Why are we eating that?
Anyway, I'm going to piss my pants now.
What?
I'm going to tase that lobster. This old guy pulls out a fucking taser gun from under the table. Grandpa, where'd you get that? The lobster's just snapping and there he goes.
Life.
Oh, God, where am I? I'm not in the Red Lobster place anymore. That Epilepsy Kid also responded, like, to our last episode and said, I'm losing my mind as a Muppet enthusiast and scholar. I went to a museum once. I have to tell you that Gonzo is confirmed to be an alien in the Muppet movie, in the Muppets movie from Space. Great film, watch it, and has a Muppet space alien family, but instead of reconnecting with his family, he stays with the rest of the Muppets here on Earth with the great message of found family and all that.
Yeah, I have that movie on VHS.
I just didn't listen to you.
You're like, he's a bird. I'm like, no bird looks like
kid.
That, dude.
He's got a fucking beak. He's a bird.
That's not a beak, dude. I'm dying on this hill. I don't care.
I don't support whatever gay shit this is. Gonzo and the chicken. I hope that gets cut out of context someday. Daniel didn't like the Gonzo chicken romance. Cancel him. The anal beads chest story is apparently false. Just wanted to put that out there.
Oh, okay.
As we talked about that on a podcast, Juliana was like, this guy was cheating with anal beads. And apparently, that guy had to go on Piers Morgan and tell everyone that was a false, which is a hilarious thing to go on Piers Morgan for.
So you're saying you didn't put... I
don't know. I can't do a good Piers Morgan. How do you do
He's
a Piers
more posh.
Morgan?
He's more posh, more rich.
So you didn't put your beads.
It's more Ramsay. Think of it like.
Also, you didn't
like
put it.
There we go.
Glasses. So you're saying you didn't put the anal beads in your ass, like the liberals do.
And he was no. Well, the clip I saw was weird. It was like he was shocked that Piers asked the question.
The guy's like, no.
I wasn't here to talk about that. Well, he literally was like, well, I don't know why you think about that, Piers. What are you, gay? And I was you came on this thing. What are
you're the guy.
You're the anal beats chest guy. What are you talking about?
I would get a pacemaker and have it buzz me the answers in Morse code. Rook to G9.
Can you imagine you're sitting at a table and it's silent? It's like.
Keeps shitting his pants.
You're like, why'd you. And he's like, I'm just scared. Huh? So the last week when I was like super sick, I had to go out and what was I getting? I was getting like medicine or something. And so I went to a gas station because I was almost out of gas. And it ended up being this random station I'd never been to before. It was like really nice. There were like attendants asking people like, could I suck your dick? That's not actually what happened. But I mean,
they're some head, sir.
Nice people coming outside and being like, could I help you with anything? And you're like, get away from me.
Get away.
But like I was sick, so I was sick, so I looked awful, right? So I have like a hat, sunglasses on. yeah. And the attendant's like, oh
Jesus.
Pour the gas on yourself. Lights a match, throws it on me, I just go up in flames.
Exploding.
I'm on fire doing that movement people do when they're on fire.
Yeah, I've never seen someone on fire that just walks.
Yeah, they're never like, well, I gotta get myself to a lake.
They walk for 6 miles.
No, but so I felt really bad because they came out and they're like, do you need any help? And I'm like, no. And he was like, okay. And walks away. And then he comes back after like 30 seconds and he's like, have I seen you somewhere before? And I was like, I cough on him. But I'm like, maybe. And he was like, yeah, you're the guy from TikTok. And I was like, oh, that's super cool. Like, I was really flattered, but I felt so bad that I was just like, get away from me. But he was like, oh, I loved your video on St. Louis Arch and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, that means so much. Thank you so much. And he was like, going to shake my hand. And I was like, sorry, I'm really sick. I shouldn't. And he was like, huh? And then he lit me on fire. But
get out.
But his name was Jesse. So if he ever listens to this, I was just going to say, thanks, Jesse. Sorry, I was.
Thank you, Jesse.
I probably looked like what actual famous celebrities do when they go out. You know, they're wearing like ball caps and sunglasses. And they're like, don't talk to me. I'm like, don't you know who I am? I'm the arch guy. What's he doing? Driving his 2006 beat up Honda Accord. This night, I was at like the posh gas station. Everyone else there was driving nice cars. I was like
Rolls Royces.
You know. But so anyway, that was interesting. Oh, this was kind of interesting. So I was on the train this last weekend. I was on the train to Chicago recently for a work conference. And there was a guy that came on with a seeing eye dog, like it was a Doberman, like a pretty fierce looking dog. So he sits down and the guy next to him strikes up a conversation because apparently he's looking for a service dog. So he was going to ask him some questions, but I just started writing down because the dude that had the dog was being kind of weird. Like he just wasn't being super fucking helpful. Like he was like, oh, I see you have like a service dog and I'm going to get one. Like, what do you think about the Dobermans? And he's like, oh, she's... I've had it for 5 years, but she still acts like an idiot at this point. And this dog is just sitting there silent. And I was like, this poor dog is going to bite his nuts off.
Tears in its eyes.
I've tried my best, master. The dog can talk?
Still 5 years old and talking. Shit.
What? Dude.
But he was like, oh, I'll just be sitting here, but because I can't see, she'll wander out in the aisle and stare at somebody. And I was like, the Doberman? That's terrifying. I'm going to look to my left, and the Doberman's just going to be like...
It's smiling at you.
Rough. So I was like, that's an interesting thing to admit to somebody on a train, that my dog will run away. And so then, because he mentioned his eyes, the dude without the dog was like, oh, so it's a seeing eye dog. And he got kind of like offended. He was like, well, I can still see in one eye. I was like, can you see this in your one eye? Douchebags. Oh, can't see in both eyes. Which side, huh? This side? This. Anyway, I just thought that was funny. He was like, well, I'm only blind in one eye. And then this was kind of the funniest awful thing. I'm sorry. I don't know if this is an asshole thing to say. So he's on the opposite side of the train from me, like on the left side of the aisle, okay. You know? And the sun is coming through that side of the train, and it's fucking blaring through that window. But he doesn't notice, because he's blind, only in one eye, but that's the eye that's facing the sun, apparently, because he's not pulling the blinds down. So it is just ridiculously blinding. And so I lean over. I'm like, hey, do you mind if we can close the blind? Just it's the sun's kind of blaring. And he was like, oh, well, did you ask the guy in front of me what he thinks? And I was like, huh, no. Does he want to be blind? Is he blind too?
You're on the wrong train.
I'm on the blind train. He's like, well, I don't think anyone on this train cares. I'm like, shut up, idiot.
I'm about to need a dog, please.
Come to think of it, everyone on this train had a dog. Really weird. And I was pushing everybody out of the way. They kept running into me. No, but I just thought it was funny. He was like, you want to ask him what he thinks? And I was like, does anyone want the sun in their fucking face? Like, just pull the fucking blinds down. Like, it wasn't nighttime. It wasn't nighttime on the train. Like, you can just pull it down. And I was like, oh, yeah, I asked him. He's fine with it. Like, I lied. And so then he leans up to the other chair and goes, hey, do you mind if this guy wants to close the blinds? And he was like, that's fine. And I was like, grow up. What is wrong with you people? The sun is blinding. He's like, well, you could, maybe.
I didn't know it was open.
Where am I? Well, son, he didn't quite answer the question, so I'm going to keep these blinds wide open, all right? I have to reach over there when he's not looking through his one eye and shut the fucking blind. And then because his dog wasn't sitting the whole train ride... The whole train ride, his service dog is, well, it's not standing, but it's on its legs. You know what I mean? How do I describe this? The whole train ride, this dog is standing on its hind legs.
Checking its watch.
We're 3 minutes behind schedule, master. And that idiot boy still wants to close the blinds. Should I let him? Why can't he just turn his head? I don't know. The dog's British. Everybody's British. But so the dog was, like, not sitting down. And so the guy that was trying to be helpful turned to him and he's like, hey, with one of my other service dogs that I've trained back home, she had some trouble sitting down because she gets nervous, like, because of the balance of the train. Like, she wants to make sure you have your footing. So if you just massage her hind legs, she may sit down. And he was like, I know what I'm doing. I'll massage her head if she keeps being stupid. And we were like, we were going to steal this dude's dog. We were going to be like, hey, cover up that one eye you can see real quick and then just fucking take his... fucking dog. This poor dog needs to be in a better place. But I just thought it was so rude that he was like, hey, maybe if you massage your legs, she might sit down. He was like, I'll massage your head if you don't shut the fuck up. I was like, jeez. I'll massage your dick if you're not careful. Whoa.
You want a good time?
Dog, grab his balls for me. Huh?
Grab the peanut butter.
It's not always about the money, Spider-Man. Grab his balls for me. Anyway. White people be crazy. I made a movie reviewing the new Roald Dahl shorts on Netflix or whatever. I've already complained to you about this. The TikTok algorithm is just majorly muffling that one. So the views are not doing very well. I'm struggling to care at this point. But so that I get like 1,000 views at max on those videos, it feels like. And that one gets 60,000 views because people flip their fucking shit that I mispronounced his name. That's the only reason. Like, the comments were like, try to pronounce it again, dumbass. So it's spelled, I've never heard someone pronounce it. This isn't like Biden. This isn't the president of the United States. I don't hear this shit. I don't fucking, the blind guy's not like, oh, by the way, have you heard of Roald Dahl? Like, that's not happening. No one's saying his name. Shut up. So his name is spelled R-O-A-L-D. So I said Roald Dahl. Like, that's the way it looks, which, okay, maybe stupid. Leave me alone. But so it's pronounced, I looked it up because they were like, you fucking moron. I looked it up. It's Roald Dahl, which is almost the exact same thing I just said. But everyone lost their mind because they were all white Americans, because this dude from Sweden or wherever this guy was from, like some Danish background, was like, you weren't that far off. Like, he was like, why is everyone freaking out? I'm like, thank you, kind person. You gay Swedish man, thank you. See, Dad? They
they are good.
But it was, like, people were violent about it, too. They were like, why don't you kill yourself if you can't learn how to pronounce a name for a video?
Excuse me?
I was like, I deleted a lot of the comments. I was like, dog, grow up. I responded to one. I was like, all right, you got me. I got it. Like, I was trying to be kind of, like, playful with it. And they were like, yeah, we'll do it better next time, stupid. So I deleted their whole fucking comment. I was like, fine, if you can't be fucking reasonable about it. Which, on top of this, I'm like, oh, no, I mispronounced the racist's name.
Yeah, that God I didn't forgive know
about. Me. Yeah, that's interesting. He was like a flaming anti-Semite, apparently. Yeah, did you know that? Originally, when it came up in the news, I thought it was just because he wrote about witches having, like, the article I first read was like, he wrote about witches having those noses, and I was like, all right, we're stretching here, dude. But, like, the more I read about it this time around, like, he full-on admitted it several times in interviews, and people had to be like, hey, calm down. Like... Which is ironic, because one of those short films on Netflix was about racism. And I was like, that's cute, coming from the guy that hates the Jews. Like, well...
I'm not that racist.
He's like, look, we need to give the Indians a break.
Partially.
Yeah, because the short film was set in India. And he just thought it was funny that he was like, hey guys, we need to stop being racist against the Indians. But those Jews... Like, holy shit, dude. Yeah, like, he was, I forget all the stuff in the article, but it was, like, a lot. Like, he was like, yeah, they run everything, and all the money's under their control. And I was like, dude, you write weird short stories about peaches. What do you have to do with the fucking banks? Like, all right. I was in Sports Clips for that haircut earlier, and they had River Monsters on, which is not a sport. But I was... It's the only time I've ever watched the TV at fucking Sports Clips, because that was like...
She's like, turn your like, head and you're like, no.
I loved River Monsters as a kid. That show was great. It was this dude... It was Jeremy Wade. I'm looking for the giant Arapaima in this barren stretch of earth. All my British people are just Gordon Ramsay. But literally every episode was him being like, the native spoke of a fish as large as a building. And then him fishing for 30 minutes with a stick on a log. Being like, fish on, fish on. And then being like, oh, I didn't catch it, but here's another big fish. And you're like, ah, dang, we didn't catch the legendary building fish. Dang, maybe next time, Jeremy. Like, that was my childhood, man. Animal
Dude,
Planet.
The snap that you sent, they were showing, like, some guy that died by, like, a fish or something. And they just show his naked body on a slab, and there's, like, kids in the background, like,
I should have cut to the kids. There was a row of kids behind me, and they were like, because the... Because on the TV, he was literally like, here's a half-naked dead man killed by the shark major fish. The shark lightsaber fish killed this man. It ripped off his penis, as you can see here, by the missing penis, where the penis should be.
This is an image of what the penis should look like.
Here's like, an what? Image of my penis. Here's what a healthy penis should look like. It was like, what was it, Crocodile Hunter, Jeff Corwin Experience... Jeremy Wade on River Monsters. Those Most Extreme. Do you remember Most Extreme?
Oh, 100%.
That was such a great show. It was so not appropriate, honestly. It was like
no.
Coming up at number 10 on the countdown of animals that come the farthest. Your mother.
Guy gets face ripped off by a chimpanzee.
Yeah. Oh. It was like top 10 greatest face rip-offs in animal history.
Me at the ripe age of 7. Oh! His face did get ripped off. I would rate that a 7 myself. I'm weeping.
That wasn't cool as much as the other ones. Who made that show, dude?
My juice box is kind of quivering more at that one. I vote that one as biggest face rip off of.
I remember that show made me so uncomfortable. I never watched that. I watched like 3 episodes.
Dude, that show
was too
great.
Much.
Great. That show was sick. We had a card game called Top Trumps that was, did you ever play these card games where they like themed them? It was literally like they had animals on them and they had little stats about them, like their speed or their danger level, however you fucking measure that and like that kind of stuff. And so you played with someone and you would draw a card and like you would pick a stat and whoever had the better stat would win the card. And so you would just play this game for hours because it would never fucking end.
And there was one this thick.
Every animal, my aunt versus your slightly larger aunt. Oh God!
My uncle versus.
No, but it was only animals, right?
I know.
But there was one card in here. There was one card in here called Man. And it was a silhouette of a hunter with an animal slung over his shoulder, and all of his stats were the most dangerous. It was like danger level 10, kill level 10, most fuck up to the planet 10. Like whoever made that card game hated man.
Okay, hold on. What animals were in these cards? Was there not like a bear or a lion?
No,
or...
yeah, that's what I mean. It was all animals, all like big,
scary
predators.
But the man is still, he's passing.
The man is 10. Yep. Literally, the great white shark was a 9. And the man was a 10. And so my parents pulled that card out. They
really?
They threw the card out for the man because they were like, this political shit.
Woke liberal speaking the
man's
man.
Not that bad, okay? I've shot a lion or two in my day. 9 is your uncle. We'll leave him in the card game. He's freaky. We don't like him. No, but they
once
took that card
that,
out because it wasn't fair.
That
They took that card out because it wasn't fair, because it was just like, if you had the man card, you could never lose. If you had one card left, you'd win a card back. Like, it made no sense that card was in the deck. Okay, so hey, if you go to our episode on Spotify, you can answer the question that we have on there, and we'll read it on the next episode, or you can answer our poll that we have on there. We haven't answered the polls for a couple episodes. That's my fault. So episode 49 was called Which One? Saw Fast X? Fast Saw X or Mexican Saw X, and obviously Mexican Saw X won with 69% of the vote.
Nice.
So, I know, right? That could have not have been more perfect. The next one was, what would you do if you had magic? Jump off a bridge on people, broom drive-bys, or solve hunger and tell no one? And so 43% of people voted for broom drive-bys. And then the next one was jump off bridges onto people. And the next one was solve hunger. Tell no one. You know. Next one was how do you spell this? Option A was drunky with an E and a hyphen. And the next one was drunky spelled like monkey, but just with a DR at the beginning. And people voted that drunky with an EY at the end was the way to spell it. 62%.
Clearly the correct way is drunk IE.
Ugh, that's the French way. The next one was the vote of what is gonzo was the vote. There was options of bird, frackle, and not a bird. And so frackle won with 48% of the vote, and then not a bird was second, with bird being last. So
there's no way he's a frackle, whatever that is.
Everyone agrees he's a frackle, or at the very least, everyone agrees he's not a bird. So no one agrees with me is the answer
Good.
To that.
Good.
Eat my ass. All right. There's no way these two episodes are only 2 weeks apart. My brain is fried and it's almost pizza time. Gonzo is clearly made out of ball sack skin, but more furry.
Oh.
All right. Thanks. Next one is E. All right. Next one is got pulled to my school counselor's office because they thought I was schizophrenic. Amazing podcast. 10 out of 10. I'm starting to believe you guys when you say these things.
That's
next
your target
one, I definitely
audience.
Black out. Next one is I definitely black out whenever I'm listening to you guys. I'm listening to old episodes and I literally remember like 5 minutes of each episode. You guys could re-upload old episodes and I wouldn't even notice. I'd still laugh. Thanks. You guys could upload old shit for all I know. I don't fucking pay attention. All
right, let's start.
Number one, our audios are all like...
Anyway,
walkie slush! Next one, got pulled over for speeding. Cop asked me if I was listening to anything. I played him some of this episode and he added $100 to my ticket for listening to that trash. Thanks, Catalyst. For the past week, I've been listening to every single episode in search of a specific bit. All I remember was that it was something about feeding the toilet, and now I'm starting to think I'm just demented. That sounds like a Nick bit.
That was definitely a Nick bit.
Yeah. What
I said, would you like, if the toilet could talk, would you like it to look forward to being fed or hating the fact that it's being fed?
I remember that, and you were like, feed me. If the Muppets started an oil drilling, if the Muppets started an oil drilling company, would it be called Frackle Rock? Also, how long will it take Elon Musk to retweet a racist joke from Pepe the Prawn? Not very long. The next one says, government drone. That's it.
Okay.
Is he after you? He's just shouting. He's commenting what's happening live.
Government drone. That's the last message he ever sent.
He was in government drone dangerous. Everybody shot through the window. I'm once again requesting you give a live reaction to looking up Jet Black from Cowboy Bebop. I need others to witness the big muscle man with the robotic arm. Please. He's so hot. I feel like Abby commented this.
I was going
to
say, that's like an Abby comment.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. Not unless you pay us on the Patreon.
Go ahead. $50.
Yeah. Tino says, I love how this podcast treats women interchangeably. A real step back in feminism. 10 out of 10. It's not interchangeably. We just cannot get a hold of Juliana, so I'm asking other women. This was our second episode ever that we haven't had a woman on, and I was a little uncomfy. I like to have all perspectives on this podcast so everyone feels safe. You know, it's like we get a bunch of men on a podcast, it starts to feel a little, you know.
Wienerfest.
Yeah, I don't like it. Makes me uncomfortable. Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and the guy next to you has rosy cheeks and pulls out a bag of peas and starts telling you about an Xbox. I would rape him.
Oh my god.
That's not what I added the last part.
But, Jesus.
Oh, golly. Next one from Apple Podcasts. If you review on there, we'll read those. Dear Daniel, I was the one who broke the 103-year-old chair. I was in my storage thing, and I fell down onto the chair and almost broke my back, but the chair saved my life, and I think you told the chair to save me. Thank you, Father. Oh, okay. P.S. Don't play Party Animals on Xbox. It will destroy your friendships. I'll remember that on the Xbox I'm giving away!
Transition!
This was supposed to be our draw day. I don't feel like doing it now. I forgot. So,
one more week.
Two more weeks you get, yeah. Other note, Billy Joel, yay or nay? I would say yay. My dad only fed me Billy Joel when I earned his respect by chanting. Oh no, wait! My dad only fed me when I earned his respect by chanting Captain Jack in the sanctuary of the local church. Enough, Dad. Famished and famished once, maybe twice. Kevin Saxby gone thrice through. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm choking.
Take a moment, dude.
Take a moment to swallow for the first time this podcast. Famished and famished once, maybe twice. Kevin Saxby gone thrice through my mind to be met with only ecstatic static. Wherefore is my mind? He is but a good cousin to me, the best of cousins, prized at Thanksgiving, but lives in the shadows. Where was Kevin Saxby during the sarin gas attacks in Japan? Somewhere safe, I hope. Insensitive troglodyte, that cuckledite. These are just expertly worded. Metals man will rue the day when I light his bushels of crushels on blaze to waste away in the moon. Oh, to be high no more. He's a dirty Canadian, and I respect that. Okay.
Okay.
Peace and the best of comforts to you, Michael Gamboni. Dumble out the door. That's nice, because he died. Thanks for that, dude. To the actual note from Finn. Hold on, let me just itch my nuts real quick, guys. Ooh, that's a good scratch. Anyways, now I'll read Finn's note. Hey, guys, just got a quick question for the pod. If you were to be stuck in any video game franchise, what would the worst to be living in? I personally would have to be in The Sims. I would personally hate to be in The Sims franchise because I don't want some neurotic teenager to trap me in a pool with no ladders. Anyways, love the pod. Have a great one. That's my note. Five Nights at Freddy's. I've not played it, but it sounds horrible.
just animatronics.
Slenderman would be absolutely awful.
I'm looking way too into it, but Pac-Man. Because you gotta eat 24/7. There's things after you. You can't stop eating. You gotta keep doing it for the rest of your life until you die. It's kind of like how life is.
Yeah. We need Juliana back. I'm kidding. My note is as follows. This is from Metal Man's. I did it. I really did it. I killed him. I hid the body, so it's never going to be found again. He pushed me past my limit. I just snapped. I have nightmare about it. I think I hunger for more killing when I think about it. I just want to let loose. The body's under the tree at 15791 Northwest Harvest. In it, you'll find a small bag on the ground. That's all that's left. I melted the body in acid. I ruined my tub.
All right.
Should we keep that in? Should I look this up on maps? I hope it's my address.
Hey.
Yeah, that's just a random address. All right. Oh, those pesky patrons always killing people and burying stuff. Okay. Note from Rodney. When did the old white guy say to the... Oh, sorry. I really suck at reading today. What did one old white guy say to the other old white guy? I'd tell you, but then you'd get flagged for a hate crime, old people, am I right?
Oh my god.
It's a good one. I like that. What if we, recycled them into something more useful to society, like, I don't know, a belt? Since they always seem to get mad when someone's pants are hanging down. Like, okay, Gam Gam, you got a problem, I know. I know a solution. Remember your old pal Edward Theodore Gein? Look it up. I'm sure he's got a solution. Also, would love to hear all your thoughts on the Napoleon movie coming up. Hold on, who's Edward Theodore Gein? Also known as the Butcher of Plainfield, or the Plainfield Ghoul, was an American...
What?
Was also an American murderer, suspected serial killer, and body snatcher. Well, I think if his name's the Butcher of Plainfield, pretty safe to say I think he's a serial killer. I don't think you have to suspect much. And body snatcher? I just realized what I just read. What the fuck is a body snatcher? Ew. Does he just take other people's bodies by spirits? That's what that sounds like. Like he's just... You're like, I am kidnappers? Now Theodore.
Before adults.
Back in the 20s, they were like, oh, those body snatchers.
I don't know.
Next question on here was, what was Ed Kemper's IQ? Who fucking cares?
But was the serial killer smart?
Why is that a white people's question after that? You're so bored.
Yeah, but
you're
so talented.
You're getting mad at people mispronouncing Roald Dahl's name, and you're like, but what's the IQ of the butcher serial body snatcher of the world? Who cares? Get a life. Grow up. Get some debt. Golly. Last note from Big Cuck Titan. That is the new name. Big Cuck Titan Money.
Shadow Wizard Money Gang. We love casting spells.
I just dropped a nuke in my pussy.
I'm the one that told you that. You guys were like, what is he saying? What an idiot.
Nuke Radio. We love casting spells.
I just shoved a nuke up my pussy. The funniest audio I've ever heard in my life. Podcast note, I don't get why everyone is opposed to drinking milk with every meal you have. It's healthy for you and makes your bones
gross.
Strong like
it's
it did for
no,
me.
Stop, stop.
Hold on.
I'm not listening.
Our patron note has to be read.
No, I know who this is.
Yeah, they pay us, Nick, so shut up. It's healthy for you and makes your bones strong like it did for me. On a side note, never ate any bad meat before, Nicholas.
Oh, yeah, I could expose
him. What
does
him. That mean?
Okay, so one day... Yeah, no. Hear me out. I don't know if this thing... I don't know how many years. You have to ask him about the years. I know the years. I'll ask him. He told me a story about how he was hungry, and he was working at his dad's store, and he went to the fridge, and he looked, and he found a pack of hot dogs. And so he boiled a hot dog, ate it, he said, tasted okay. And then his dad was surprised, because the hot dog, he was like, where'd you get the hot dog from? And he goes, oh, it's from the fridge. The hot dog expired 8 years ago.
No.
And he ate it like
way.
Nothing. And I believe it was 8 years, if not 10. You have to confirm that. But it's somewhere. It's more than a year, more than 2 years, more than three. It was 8 years.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard. Was it not moldy? Do hot dogs not age?
I don't. It's a hot dog. I really don't know, dude. It's like an abomination from God.
Don't expire, so.
Monkey ankles and deer antler really don't.
and milk.
Yeah, new headphones. How's it going?
It's fine. I have
maybe
no complaints.
You don't need to do that. Okay, I was excited.
No, I remember a little
like,
story.
Ooh, shut up, dude. Grow up buying me headphones, asshole. Look at him all excited. Little dumbass. Doesn't have any friends. Nothing to be excited about.
Stop, I didn't.
Shut up.
Not one of those words were in my mind or exited my mouth. No.
I hear them when you speak.
Don't you wish they made knives that didn't whisper to you? Anyway, so... I remember
Don't
in college...
Don't you wish they made milk knives?
Ew.
Yeah.
Huh? I was in college and... Stop.